Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Western history has led us to the most prosperous age in the history of humanity, and yet more and more our kids are taught to be ashamed of their country. Are you tired of Common Core, Howard Zinn-influenced revisionist history in our schools? Do you want your family to have fun learning about history that you can trust? Do you want your kids to learn to love history? Then DriveThruHistory.com is for you. The guys over at DriveThruHistory.com have created a world of entertaining, on-location, video-based courses for your kids. They've got ancient history, American history, biblical history, and world history. Perfect for all of you who find yourself homeschooling for the first time. It's fun, and your kids are going to love it. To learn more, head over to drivethruhistory.com/Zuby, Z-U-B-Y, where they've got streamed courses and old-school DVDs, and you can use the code Zuby, Z-U-B-Y, at checkout for 20% off any order. That's drivethruhistory.com/Zuby. Go check it out.
I am the man, sick with the slang, sick and I'm destined for fame. Do for the fam, not for the grand, stunt you're destined for pain. I do not front, I do not scam, put some respect on my name. Sick like Obain, click and I bang, y'all gon' remember the name. Y'all gon' remember the name.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world? I would like to welcome you back to the Real Talk with Zuby podcast. On today's episode, we have got on Lee Allen Baker. She is an actress who is featured in many well-known TV shows. She's also a voice actress, and she is also a producer as well. So welcome to the show, Lee Allen.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm such a big fan.
I'm honored. Thank you. So I've done a really brief intro there, but for people who may not be familiar with you, can you give a little background info?
Sure. So I did Will and Grace for years the first time around, and even did an episode the second time around. So that's how one generation knows me. Another generation, or a more family-focused kind of demographic, would be fans of mine from Good Luck Charlie, which was actually at the time the number one show in the world. So I'm kind of known for being Amy Duncan on that show. And most recently, I've been canceled. So that's another... I got canceled. Apparently, my life before now never existed. So,
okay, wow. Okay, so there's a lot to get into right there.
Yes, there is.
So before we started talking, you just said that you fled California. You literally used the word fled, and you started to tell me a story. And I said, hold up, we're going to save this for the podcast. So yes. Tell me why you fled California.
So my children were injured by vaccines. And when I mean injured, I mean physical symptoms that are undeniable and are definitely from the vaccine. Their doctors know it. And we were advised to never vaccinate them again. Unfortunately, one of my children might suffer for the rest of his life for it. The other one has actually come quite a long way since then. So we had medical exemptions for our children for further vaccination. And they each got a lot. Like, I think one of them got like 20, anywhere between 24 and 40, you know, they get a lot, these kids, they get like 72 vaccines. So we had a lot of them. And our medical exemptions were taken away by Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. He took all medical exemptions away from, there were only 4,000 children in the state of California who had medical exemptions. And he, with a wave of his wand, took them all away. And I think the only thing that they were really going to count was if you had a child who had actually died from it, then your other children can be exempt. Or if you had anaphylactic shock 8 times for 8 different vaccines, then you could be exempt. So I guess seizures and hospitalizations that my kid had, they were not willing to count them. So I knew our days were numbered there, but then COVID hit. And it was an interesting buildup to COVID this last legislative season, because Gavin Newsom also passed a bill, AB 262, where it says that where there is any suspicion of a communicable disease, that any law enforcement medical authority may enter your home, seize anybody dead or alive, remove from the home, disinfect how they see fit, destroy your property, and kill your pets. Literally, that's what it says.
Whoa.
They were kind of preparing for this in my mind, or else it was just a wacky coincidence that they really prepared for this coming. So I knew it was moments away from us having to leave. We love Los Angeles. We love our friends. Yes, I have friends that are conservative, and I love them all because they all want the same thing. We all want everyone to be treated equal and everyone to have freedoms and liberty. We just agree about different ways that will get us there. Mm-hmm. And inevitably, to me, it comes down to what stories you're believing, because somebody's lying on one side of the aisle. I'm hopeful that one day we're going to find out who. I got a video from my friend who is on the same page as me. She's kind of been my ride or die through this whole thing. She has children that have not been vaccinated and they're healthy as they can possibly be. And she filmed FEMA quarantine camps up the street from our house. And that was sent to me on May 7th, this video. We actually went up to the person and asked them, what are these? Are these, what is this camp going on here? And she said, get out of here. These are quarantine camps, get out of here. Mm-hmm. And so they've been set and prepared there. And then they put out ads for jobs for people who are really good with children. So when I take that information, that's horrifying enough. Then I take information from recalling the World Health Organization saying, we're going to put boots on the ground, go door to door, because now the disease has gone into the home. And we're going to remove those people with dignity, he said, and quarantine them.
This was coming from who?
This was coming from the World Health Organization.
Okay.
I can't remember his name, but the Irish guy that's there.
Okay.
So when I put those together, that's a lot of smoking guns that say to me, what? Quarantine camps for kids up the street? No, not my kids. Mm-hmm. So I packed that night and left the next day.
Oh,
and
wow.
I stayed at a house of a friend's mother who was out of town for the first 2 weeks just to kind of quarantine myself so that I didn't freak anybody else out at the time. And then I went and stayed with my parents for a while. Then I actually drove to Oklahoma and did a movie there. Mm-hmm. And then I was there for a month with my kids. And then we kind of traveled back and have made a home in a state that is freer, not as free as it was before, but freer than California. So yes, we fled. And I do not feel safe going back there with my kids.
Wow. What is it that you think will happen?
Well, Gavin Newsom has said multiple times on video, our world cannot return to normal. We cannot go out of our homes and live life like we did before until everyone is vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So that's a problem for me, because if you vaccinate my kids, you're going to kill them.
Yeah.
That's a hard no.
Yeah, I get that. So this is really interesting. So when you say that your kids have had really bad responses from the vaccine, and you know definitely that it was from that, can you talk us through that a little bit?
Sure. I don't want to get into too much of a personal, especially because my older son is aware that I'm talking about his health. This is,
sure.
They're not our babies that I'm talking about.
Of course.
But I mean, like every single vaccine that was given 2 days later, we're in a doctor's office really, really sick. And on four different occasions, we've gone to a hospital for swollen lymph nodes that are not just here, but all over the body, in the groin, in the testicles, in the back of the head, sticking out an inch from their head. That's right. You have lymph nodes in the back of your skull. And mm-hmm. When you're really sick, those things stick out. So his body kind of went into hyperdrive multiple times. And then there's also neurological effects. But I'll just tell you the one that really kind of grabs people's attention is that my youngest I took him to the doctor, gave him the vaccines, brought him home. 3 hours later, he started this high-pitched scream. And I mean, it's like nothing you've ever heard from a baby. And he would get red and stiff and collapse and red and stiff and collapse. He could not nurse. His eyes would roll back in his head. I called the doctor and she said, if his seizures start to get bad or if he starts to seize, get to a hospital. Mm. Well, at the time I thought a seizure was shaking. But then I did more research and found out that it says right there on the insert of the vaccine that was given to him that this is encephalitis and it's swelling of the brain. And it starts with a high-pitched cry that lasts 4 to 6 hours. And it's not just a cry, it's a scream. Mm. And what he was having was seizures. They're not a shaking seizure. It's one where you get ridges and collapse. There's like a tonic seizure or a colonic seizure. There's these different types of seizures. Anyway, this is definitely one of them. Mm-hmm. And so we went to a different doctor. Yes, your kid had seizures and we're going to be lucky if he survived. We're lucky he survived the night because a lot of children, this is how they pass away in their sleep at night. And then, you know, he's probably going to have some leftover damage from it. So his leftover damage was he was speaking. Like when a child is speaking to you and has 20 words and says mama and dada very clearly and then looks at you and just goes and makes that noise and can't even babble. Mm-hmm. It is a short circuit. Something has been short circuited in the brain. It is not functioning like it did.
Yeah.
So that's called a severe regression. And we throw that word around a lot and people think, oh, you know, they weren't wetting the bed and now they do wet the bed. And so they've gone way back in development. And then when he was 18 months old, he was assessed at the developmental age of a 9-month-old. And before that, he was walking, talking, and probably advanced for his age.
Yeah.
So we're very clear that this happened, you know.
Wow. Okay. No, that's a lot there. And so they got the medical exemption, being a few of, you said 4,000 kids in California and the entire state had that. And then they rolled that back. Was that specifically supposed to be because of the COVID-19?
They rolled it back before COVID-19 hit, which is what is just not matching up to me.
Okay.
It doesn't. They were in such full force to behind closed doors pass these laws as quickly as possible that it just kind of doesn't match up to me that they would pass all these laws. It was just like too perfect. It's like when Event 201 happened, when they talked about there's going to be this coronavirus and it's going to cause a pandemic. And Johnson & Johnson is at the table saying, we will be the ones to make the vaccine. And, you know, the World Health Organization is sitting there saying, we hope not to arrest people, but we may have to arrest people and mandate these certain things. And we may have to call on our military to enforce it. And then you turn around and there's China sitting at the table weighing in on their opinion on how we will handle this coronavirus. And all of that to me is just not coincidence. That is, that's a planned event. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless they're like, you know, Yuri Geller or the Amazing Kreskin, and they're all just these brilliant people who can just like see the future. I'm just not okay with how that whole thing went down.
I got you. And you also mentioned that you said you introduced yourself by saying that you've recently been canceled. So why have you been canceled and who's canceling you?
So I was doing this movie in Oklahoma, and honestly, I was in the middle of nowhere at a camp, and I had no cell reception, a little bit of cell reception at night to be able to like retweet something if I had enough reception, but I really wasn't paying attention to what was going on. I was working very long hours, and I drove 10 hours back to my parents, and on my Twitter feed, a picture of Joe Biden with a mask, and mm-hmm. it said, wear a mask, and it was a command. And I am always very respectful when I speak to people in office or anybody. I don't feel that anybody should be spoken to with disrespect. It's just not okay. And I just said, no, thank you. I said, that's not law. It's an overreaching suggestion, but you do you. And that was really kind of my take on it. Like,
how dare you? How yes. dare you?
Yes. So I was immediately trended to number 2. And I didn't even know it. I literally was going to sleep and my realtor sends me a message that says, you're so brave. We're so proud of you for speaking your truth. And I was literally like, what did I just do?
Oh,
they're
gosh.
Like, you're trending to number 2. And I'm thinking, for what? For what? I was on the number 1 show in the world at one point, never trended to number 2. What have I done? And so it's so funny because I was kind of being hailed a hero on one side and then hailed this villain on the other side. And the truth is, I was just walking along one day and stepped in a pile of crap. That's just what happened. I just stepped in it. And but that is my theory. Look, I know the science of a mask does not stop this size of a particle. It's just a fact. You take the mask, and I appreciate that people want to wear it and make themselves feel better, and it may stop a little bit of spittle from coming out of your mouth when you're speaking. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't stop virus transmission. It's like someone said it best when they said it's like, you know, a chain link fence isn't going to stop a mosquito. That's just a fact, you know, and it does lower your oxygen. That is also a fact too. Everyone likes to point out that surgeons don't have problem breathing, but they're in an ice cold room and they're standing pretty still. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not out functioning in a hot day. And they're also not a child whose brain is still growing and developing and in dire need of oxygen.
Yeah.
So there's that. But immediately I was labeled, and I don't know how it turned to this, but it did. I am a Trump loving racist.
Oh, wow. That happened quick.
It was quick. Yeah. Yeah. All over the mask. It was boom. It went right. And I'm thinking, what? Like, it really took my breath away, because anyone who knows me, met me, thinks I'm just as sweet as a peach. Like, I love everybody. Everybody.
You're not supposed to.
God, I don't want to. I want to love everybody. And I do think that, you know, it shocked me, because I think that elderly lives matter. I think that children's lives matter. I think that teenagers' lives matter. I think that the Chinese lives matter. I think that Black lives matter. I think that animal lives matter. I mean, really, before I step on a bug, it's got to be about to sting me. And I really question whether I should even do it. You know, so it just astounded me that I've lived my whole life with a good heart and love in it for everybody. Mm-hmm. And on one mention that a mask is not law, which is a fact.
Which is a fact, yeah.
Is suddenly, now I've been canceled. And my children and I got death threats.
Really?
Really crude, awful, terrible, nasty death threats.
From who?
Twitter. Twitter,
just,
Twitter, Twitter.
Just the random weird people on Twitter wearing masks in their profiles.
Yes, yes. Or my favorite is the ones that are just animated in their profile with a lot of numbers by their name. Yeah. And they have these are the trolls where they have no one's following them, but they've got their list of assignments from, I don't know who, Soros, whoever pays them to shut people like me up. You know, and so I would occasionally tweet back and be like, were you bored today? Or are you on the payroll? Like, how much do you make per insult, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, some of them are really nasty.
I know.
Posts.
I know.
One of them was saying that they hope that three kidnap me and run a train on me. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, they want to run me over with a train. That's horrible. And my friend was like, that's not what that means.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
What? Oh, I did not know that. How did we get there?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you posted the thing saying that masks are not laws. And so you got the Twitter mob after you. But did this go beyond Twitter? Or was this just, you know, random weirdo accounts on Twitter throwing stuff at you?
It went beyond Twitter. It went to, of course, transferred to Instagram. So I had to stop all comments because, you know, heaven forbid I'd posted. I'm a big fan of Martin Luther King Jr. I think that that's probably one of the most amazing people to walk the face of the earth besides Jesus Christ. And I really believe that his heart was filled with love and was such an example for all of us to live by. And so I find comfort in his words. And I posted some of his words that I thought were so wise and that just surpass and transcend generations. And then on that post, it was just a barrage of insults and things that completely don't go with what I believe in. I mean, just violent, vile. And so I had to shut off all comments.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it went to other places. They found ways to reach my family members and things like that. So got nasty. My kids are scared.
Yeah. It's really weird. There's a lot of weird people out there. Like then the internet has really made this so clear. The internet, yeah. Social media, you know, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. Like, I mean, I've been on the receiving end of many a social media mob. And I mean, I don't really care. I tend to find it quite funny. But it does show you like just a really dark side of humanity and just so much anger and venom and resentment. And like we're saying, people just go from, like, people make all these crazy assumptions. Like people will just jump from one thing, you know, you don't want to wear a mask, to suddenly, like, you know, you're a murderer and you're racist and you hate this people and you do that. And it's like, wait, what? Like people just say like the wildest stuff, and then other people repeat it, and they just create this whole picture, this whole avatar, like evil avatar of who, I don't even want to say who they think you are, who they want to think you are.
Yeah, right? They want me to be that. It's almost like you become like a whipping post for people to get their aggression out on.
Exactly.
And I think what makes me so sad is that people are so filled with so much aggression. I don't want them to be filled with that much aggression. That's a horrible way to live. It doesn't feel nice. We're supposed to experience love and joy on this planet. That's at least what I feel. I feel like we're here to experience joy in as many ways as possible.
Well, this is obviously your hateful bigotry talking.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
And one of them said that, you know, they hope that me and my ugly kids die from COVID.
Yeah, they like that one.
They like that one.
And
make sure I got me some hydroxychloroquine. So we're good there.
That seems to be like the first drug I remember in my lifetime becoming political, right? Like how has this drug or treatment become a political thing in itself? I think it's really bizarre. Like this whole year, from a sort of collective humanity, psychology, psychosis standpoint, has been really, really weird to me. It's just strange how I feel like in January, yeah, you know, there was the usual division and partisanship and game playing and whatever, but it's like this whole pandemic and then the reaction to the pandemic has just brought out like a whole different side of humanity, like from, and everything's been politicized. The mask itself has been politicized. Yes. You know, hydroxychloroquine has been politicized.
Yes, I call it the election infection.
Okay. that's actually a good one. That's a good one. It's very strange. I don't know. What do you make of all of it?
It makes me really sad and frustrated. And here's what I finally posted is, here's the thing, you know, you can still vote for Joe Biden. And if you should need hydroxychloroquine, take it, right? I know that's a crazy concept, but you can actually, if you get COVID, and if you take a high dose of zinc with a low dose of hydroxychloroquine, which has been proven in multiple studies, including one by Fauci's NIH in 2005 for a SARS-CoV with an ACE2, it could save your life. It doesn't mean you have to vote a certain way. You still have the freedom to choose who you want to vote for. But here's the thing. I want you to live. It has been proven safe. And the reason that I know it's been proven safe is because I found this PDF on the CDC, bright and colorful, beautiful PDF. The CDC at the bottom. I looked it right up on their website. And it says that not only is it safe for adults and children, it's also been proven safe for pregnant and nursing mothers.
Interesting.
So when I see that, I think, and I'm a person who, look, I don't like to take drugs. I'm not going to be taking hydro. I'm going to be taking quercetin, which a study was also done, does the exact same thing with zinc. It makes zinc an ionophore. It opens the cell wall, enters the viral cell, and stops replication. So I'm going to take supplements, vitamin D, be active, get lots of sun, eat healthy foods, not eat junk, processed things, you know, fast food, junk food, Cokes. We don't do that. I'm going to really try to take care of my body, and I'm going to prepare the soil of my body to be able to handle this, because a virus is not going to be stopped by a mask. Have you seen the hazmat suits that these people wear? They have to have like an oxygen receptor to where air goes in the tank and then only goes out. Mm-hmm. So it can't go back in the tank. They've got a tube that feeds them. So unless they're wanting to walk around like the bubble boy, you know, we are going to be exposed to viruses, and it's okay, because even with all the fraudulent data collection with this event, it has a survival rate of 99.64%. More people die of the flu shot. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Of the flu shot.
Yes. More people die of the flu shot. That has a death rate of 0.6%.
0.6%? That sounds very high. That's like 1 in 200.
No, 0.06%. I correct
okay.
me on
that. Okay.
0.06%.
I was going to say, if a flu shot had was killing 1 in 200 people, I was thinking, no, how on
it's
earth?
It's just giving many people the flu.
Yeah, I was thinking, how is that legal?
Flu shot. I've never been so sick in my life, you know. But and then I stopped getting the flu shot because it didn't work, you know. And I think what scares me, here's, you want to know why my stance is what it is on masks?
Tell me.
Here's what it comes down to for me. If it makes you relax, even though it literally gives me heart palpitations because I am claustrophobic and it makes my heart race to a really not fun degree and dangerous degree. A mask is just a lockstep to get us to a mandatory vaccine. They want to see how far they can push us. So if everybody says, yes, mask, okay, fine. Don't want to wear it, but I'll wear it. Then the next step, yes. Well, apparently, according to Fauci, goggles. Now we all look like idiots and we're being laughed at. But then the next step is vaccine. So that step is locked. It's time to move to the next step. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to give you a mandatory vaccine. Well, that's a hard no for me because now you're talking about killing my kids. And that's where it's a hard no.
Gotcha. Okay. So this is the point. This is the point where some people are going to be watching this podcast or they're listening to it. And the words are coming, right? Conspiracy theorist,
yes.
anti-vaxxer, mm-hmm. crazy person, well, all of this, right?
Okay. Call me an anti-vaxxer because I vaccinated my kids. I did it. I did it. It didn't yeah. work out for us. Yeah. You know that percentage of people that have severe injuries, mm. right? Well, this is what we look like. We're not on Mars somewhere on a purple planet far, far away. Mm-hmm. We actually exist. And here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm not calling you any yeah. names myself. I'm just predicting the comments and I know what people
yeah,
are.
Yeah, you're right.
Right, exactly.
Say.
You know,
but here I would say to people this. If you were allergic to penicillin or had a severe reaction to penicillin or your kids did, mm-hmm. and in order for you to function back in society as a human being, you had to take penicillin. Now, how you feel about penicillin?
It's a very fair question.
If you want to feel great about vaccines and you don't want to do the research, and I mean by the research, not just looking up propaganda that says they're good for you, they're bad for you. I'm talking about looking up every ingredient and looking up studies on those ingredients and knowing what those ingredients do to your neurotoxicity and to your body. You know, if you want to do that and you think that vaccines are great for you and you really want to roll the dice with that, I support you doing that because that is your right as a human being to make that choice for your body and your children. I tried it. It did not work out for us. Mm. We cannot have any more.
So here's a question. How would I put it? The whole like term. So there are certain terms that people sort of like bandy about and they throw around a lot, right? And anti-vaxxer is supposed to be one of those labels that is just supposed to sort of label someone as someone who is not to be taken, right? Someone who's crazy, someone who's not that, oh my gosh, that person is an anti-vaxxer. That's supposed to end the conversation, you know,
yes.
you...
That's,
you
why it was, that's why those words are invented. Those
of
words
course.
Are invented so that you and I don't talk and get to know each other and get to know each other's experiences and
sure.
why our opinions are what they are, because our opinions are formed from our experiences. Mm-hmm. They don't want us to have that conversation. It's a very inconvenient truth because
yeah.
it really hits them on a bottom line, you know, really so, hits them.
So what do you think is if you think they're pushing for a mandatory vaccine, then what do you think is the goal beyond that? Or do you think it's legitimately something that they genuinely out of their good of their hearts, they think this is the best thing for the people? Or do you think that there's something potentially that's more
sinister?
I don't know. Yeah. More sinister,
yeah.
more insidious
yeah.
about it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do. I'm sorry, but I see the website for the UN New World Order and that just freaks me out.
Yeah.
It just does. I don't want to be.
I haven't actually seen that. I've heard of the New World Order, but I haven't seen the website.
Oh, yeah. The website is up.
Okay.
For a UNNewWorldOrder.org. And it talks about how, by 2030, it's a decade of vaccines and how 2030 we will be moving to a new world where we're all under one world order, where capitalism will be gone and we will have something called happytalism.
Called what? Sorry.
Happytalism.
This is on their website.
Mm-hmm. We'll have happytalism where focus will not be on economic growth, but on health.
Okay.
And when someone tells me that health is eating genetically modified food and getting vaccines, that's not health. At least it's not for me. Mm. So I do think that there is an agenda because I've seen it coming down in the state of California. You know, I think that also like our politicians are not truthful people.
Oh, no.
And all of them. I think, you know, our politicians are bought and paid for, and the Democratic Party in particular, which I used to be a Democrat, really, up until Gavin Newsom totally f***ed me over, you know, and my kids, I had Democratic thoughts.
Yeah.
And I was really uneducated as to what government was. I thought that Republicans were racist and Democrats want to help people and love people. And I was very off base. Okay. Because you know why? Here's the deal. I'm in LA. I'm living my life. I'm busy. I'm an actress. I got these kids, you know, I'm busy. And I don't have time to educate myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe everything that I'm being told from a media source. I don't have time to sit down and be a good student and look for myself. And now I realize the basic differences in Democrat and Republican is that one believes that government has a very heavy hand in an individual's life, and the other one believes that the individual is more in control of their life and government should have minimal influence. Mm.
At least theoretically.
Theoretically. Yes, yeah. Theoretically. All of it's theoretically.
I mean, yeah, my God, it is. Yeah.
The theory of communism isn't horrible. The theory is that it lives equally, right? We just know that that's not what happened. It becomes a totalitarian society. And, you know, you can look at China and how there's, you know, torture camps and things like that set up and realize that communism is not good. Mm. And unfortunately, what used to be a Democratic Party is no longer a Democratic Party. It's a socialist communist party.
Okay.
Or Marxist, some might say.
What's that?
Or even Marxist, some might say.
Oh, there's definitely influences of that. I don't know. I don't think the whole party, obviously, but there's a radical wing of it, which is gaining steam.
Yeah, I really believe that most people that we say are right or left are really just kind of like in the middle, mm-hmm. you know, and they want like a reasonable, logical government that does its job and works for the people instead of the people working for it. And then you have on each side an extreme. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, I want a world where we all move forward. So I take relief in the fact that I think most people fall somewhere in the middle.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
So where do you see this all going over the next couple months and years? Of course, you've got the, you guys have got an election coming up, and then this whole COVID situation is, you know, regardless of the sort of disease itself, like, I don't know about all that and where that's going, but certainly the reaction to it. They seem very, very keen to, you know, they definitely want to instill fear in people. I don't even think that doesn't strike me as any type of conspiracy theory at
that's
all, right?
Theory.
That's just,
they want to instill fear.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, this is about, two political agendas and two political parties fighting with each other. And unfortunately, not only the American people, but it seems to be the entire world on this election is kind of caught in this battle.
Yeah.
And they have a weapon, and it's called pitting us against one another. And what they do is they take Republican, Democrat, Black, White, you know, and they pit us against each other so that we sit here and turn around and put our gaze on them and what they're doing. Mm-hmm. This is where I wish that the people would rally together and could.
Yeah. Well, they can't even talk to each other. In many cases, so rallying together is a tall order.
Our concept right now.
Yeah, it's a tall order. So, I mean, where does that leave you? Are you feeling?
Today I made a post, and it was a bold one, and I unfortunately felt like I had to do it to protect my kids. But some doctor went on Fox and News, and I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch any of the news stations because I believe it's all propaganda, mm-hmm. and you really kind of get bombarded that deliver our news. But this doctor went on and said that he's got a great idea that what's going to happen is when kids go back to school, they get to wear a yellow button that says no hugs.
Oh, wow.
And then after you get your vaccine, remove that. And then you're worthy of love and of having hugs.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
This guy is just showing you flat out how the Holocaust went on, how they convinced smart thinking people to believe that the Jews were vermin, diseased people, and that for the safety of all had to be segregated from society.
Mm.
This is what it looks like. This is how it's happened. He's showing you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very creepy.
That's really creepy.
Yeah, that's super creepy. Man. So where do you think it goes? Do you think this is gonna get worse?
Tell me. I really have this hope. I have this hope inside of me that says we are so lucky to be alive witnessing this event in history. Wow. And there's this other part of me that goes, wow, we have been completely handed over to the Communist Party, the world, and a one world order. Mm. Listen, we're pretty much in some big trouble with having two parties. Can you imagine there's one that gets to make the call for the whole world? One.
Yeah.
That's not good, people. Your odds of making change happen are not good.
No, it would be like the situation in China, but on a global level.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. And that is the greatest fear. And then I have the greatest hope. So I'm nervous about this.
What's the greatest hope? I like positivity.
The greatest hope is that we all, when this is over, the truth is revealed, whichever side that may be, but the truth is revealed to everyone, because there are some severe opposition and stories going on, and that everyone just sees the truth for what it is. And we all come together and we really do move forward as a country. And also that we accept that everyone is uniquely different, and that's what makes us great. Look, if everyone looked like me, sounded like me, thought like me, talked like me, the world would be very boring and I would be very, very frustrated. I get sick of it. So I love the diversity in our world. That's why I moved to Los Angeles in the first place, was because I wanted different cultures. I wanted different food. I didn't want to eat catfish all day. Sorry, I just didn't, you know? So that's the beauty of it all, is that we learn that our differences are what make us strong, and we embrace that and we appreciate that in each other, and that we can live freely, free, to make our own decisions. You know, but the one that I want to really see, and I know they did one study in the United States, someone looked to see in January to April how many deaths there were in the United States for the past 5 years.
Mm.
And what it showed was that they were all relatively the same, except for the flu in 2017 really took out a lot more.
Okay.
So where's the death toll for everybody in the world, of the United States even? Let's just take a country and do the death toll and let's see where we're at. I'm not saying that this virus doesn't exist. I'm not saying that it's not dangerous and that it's not deadly. I'm also not saying that the flu is not dangerous and deadly.
Mm.
You know, your body can respond differently depending on the health that your body is in. Look, I'm fully agree with that.
Yeah.
But I do know that, you know, people die in a car crash, you know, so you're going to stop people from driving. You can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there comes a point where you're just taking away life. What are we here for? We're not here to walk around in bubble suits and not hug each other. They're mandating masks for Disneyland. Do you know the best part about Disneyland? Not the rides, not the food. It's not even the characters. It's seeing children smile.
Mm.
It's seeing families smile. We can't see that. I mean, I miss seeing beautiful faces, all different, all unique, with all different emotions on them because of that this thing on their face like that. I hate it for our world that it has come to this. And I'm just hopeful that we can move past it. Every time I see an article that comes out that says masks are going to be worn for the next 5 years, this is the new normal, I want to throw up.
I'm with you on that one. Next 5 years, good grief. I don't know. It's weird because, like you said, it would be great for the full story to come out one day if that ever happens. But it's like, you know, there are kernels to truth to, just like with most things, right? There's kernels of truth to most sides and arguments and positions, et cetera. But people try to paint it as a very black and white thing, right? And they also, want everyone else to see it as black and white, so that if you are, if you're not totally down the line on this one side, mm-hmm. then you must believe that the virus is fake. You must believe that no one's died from it. You must believe the whole thing was a governmental conspiracy by George Soros. It's like either you're there or you're there.
And people think I was called a Trump lover.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this. My kids almost died from their vaccines. You think I'm happy about this warp speed? You think I'm happy about warp speed? Look, my kids had injuries from vaccines that had been tested for years. Well, they've never been tested against a placebo. No vaccine has. But they've at least been given to the population for years. Mm. This one is an mRNA vaccine that has never before been made. It is very dangerous. It can spread it like wildfire. And now they're going to move it at warp speed. You think I like Donald Trump for doing that? You think I agree with that? I don't like that at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I also don't want to be handed over to China. And you know, like, are those my two options? Are those really my two options?
Yes, they are, Lee Ellen.
So
that's
it. Vote for you. If you don't mind, I'd like to write you in on the ticket.
Oh, yeah? Okay. You'd be surprised by how many people have asked me to run for U.S. president, despite the fact.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
I'm so ineligible in every way. Like I'm underage. I'm from the wrong country, and I was born in the wrong country. So like, I appreciate the sentiment, but I don't think that one's gonna happen. Maybe I don't know. But yeah, I mean, what have you got coming up in the pipeline in terms of your work and everything like that? Have you got anything that's coming out soon?
I just did a really hilarious movie, fantastic, with these two guys, these comedy guys named the Skit Guys. Okay. And I just did this really, really funny movie, and I can't wait for it to come out. So if there are theaters in March, it will be in them.
Okay.
If there aren't, I guess it will be in your home.
What's the name of the movie?
It's called Family Camp. And it's kind of has the feeling to me of A Great Outdoors, and a family goes to camp to try to reconnect and be close with one another. And they get stuck in a yurt with an evangelical family. So it's just, but the message of this movie, it shows you no matter, like, everyone's different opinion is okay. It's okay. And we can learn to not only learn from one another and respect one another, but also laugh with one another about how ridiculous every human being on the face of this earth really is. Mm. You know, I always feel like God has a sense of humor, and we don't laugh enough.
I hear that 100%. Lee Ellen, where can people find you online? I know you're probably avoiding social media a little bit, but how can people follow you?
So on Twitter, Lee Ellen Baker was already taken by like 10 different people. These little kids are good little hackers. I'm telling you what, you don't have children show or family show and people are going to hack your account. So it's L_A_Baker for Twitter, mm-hmm. and L_A_Baker_13 for Instagram.
Okay.
And if you are a person that doesn't like to even look at politics and you don't want to think about it, my Instagram is there to show you pretty pictures and be fun and be funny. And if you're someone who wants to dig deep into the dirt and doesn't mind facing the truth or hearing stories that I hate the word my truth because they're just my experiences, mm-hmm. and are a little more open to who I am as a person, then Twitter would be the account for you to follow.
Awesome. Lee Ellen, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you. I'm such a fan. I adore you. Thank you so much for having me.
Sick with the slang, sick and I'm destined for fame. Two for the fam, not for the gram. Stunt me, you're destined for pain. I do not front, I do not scam. Put some respect on my name. Sick like Cobain, click and I bang. Y'all gon' remember the name. Y'all gon' remember the name.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off
my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.